Last time we talked about direct objects of verbs. For example, the word marry in Pete kissed Mary. We also talked about objects of prepositions. For example, marry in Pete danced with Mary. This time we're going to talk about indirect objects, which, though less common, are actually pretty useful and even kind of interesting. Compare the sentences, I sent a letter to Joe, and I sent Joe a letter. These are actually two different grammatical structures used to say the same thing. The difference rests solely on the concept of indirect objects. In I sent a letter to Joe, we use the preposition to and its object, Joe, to add information to the sentence, I sent a letter. This is the whole idea between prepositional phrases. They pair a preposition like with or for or to with a noun or pronoun like Joe or him to add more information to a sentence. But in English, you have another way of doing this. I sent Joe a letter takes the prepositional phrase to Joe, drops the preposition, and just puts Joe a little earlier in the sentence. I sent Joe a letter. That's what we call an indirect object. Indirect objects are really just prepositional phrases minus the preposition and moved to a spot before a direct object. As we discussed last time, a direct object is the thing being acted upon, being done, if you will, by a verb. So to find the direct object in our sentence, you have to find the verb sent, then ask yourself, what's being sent? It's the letter, right? So in I sent a letter, the subject is I, the verb is sent, and the object of the verb is letter. And if we want to use an indirect object to make clear that the letter went to Joe, all we do is place Joe before the direct object, which is the letter. I sent Joe a letter. Indirect objects are as simple as that. They always come before the direct object, and they're always just an alternative to using a prepositional phrase after the object. So here's a quick practice. How would you change the following sentence to give it an indirect object? I knitted a sweater for Dennis. First find the subject, I, then look for the verb, knitted, then ask yourself what's being knitted, a sweater. All you have left is the prepositional phrase for Dennis. So you can, if you want, just drop the for, put the word Dennis before the direct object, a sweater, giving you, I knitted Dennis a sweater. Indirect objects are as simple as that. So anytime you're editing or reviewing something you've written and you're looking for a different wording option, just remember that a prepositional phrase can sometimes be replaced with a direct object and vice versa.